Well, good evening, everyone. Just want to welcome you guys here tonight. You know, let me ask you this. I have a few questions to start out tonight. Have you ever had too much on your plate and just felt totally overwhelmed? Have you ever faced impossible problems and felt completely hopeless and no way out, no answer for your impossible problems? Or have you experienced setbacks, disappointments in your life, discouragements, and were exhausted and ready to quit, ready to give up? Just couldn't take it anymore and just wanted to throw in the towel and just say, I'm done. I can't deal with it. Well, I've been there. And I'm sure all of you at one time or another has been there or may be there right now. Weary and heavy laden. And what do we usually do? What do we do to cope with that? You know? Come home. There's your favorite TV show that you could sit down and watch to relax. Or you could pick up the phone and call somebody and complain about it. Or there's pumping yourself up by some positive, self-centered talk that you could speak to yourself and encourage yourself to try to build yourself up. Or there's finding something comforting in the refrigerator because you just want to sit down and fill that self. I like ice, you know, I like ice cream just as much as anybody else, but it's not going to fill up that need that I have. And of course, there's always just sitting there and having a pity party. What was me? What was me? Dealing with all this trouble, all these situations, all this stress. Now let me tell you, the world gives us so many options to deal with our feelings and our emotions. And they tell us what to do to help us feel better. Doesn't the world give us options? We could take medication. We could call our friends, like I said, and complain and try to make ourselves feel better about our situation. But if you're worn out, why not listen to Jesus?
Amen.
Matthew 11:28, if you'll turn there with me. The world gives us so many options to deal with our feelings and emotions, but Jesus tells us that every time we feel worn out or weary, in Matthew 11:28, he says, come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. This is a promise for all who are weary and heavy laden. That includes me. And guess what? It also includes all of you. This is a promise that we have. But what does heavy laden mean exactly? It's kind of confusing, heavy laden. Well, it means burdened by cares. A similar meaning of it's troubled, characterized by or indicative of distress or affliction or danger or need. Like I said, I've been there. I'm there now. You know, I don't have a job relying on the Lord to get us by. Been out of work for months. But God is faithful. He says, come to me. Come to me and I will give you rest. Not rely on yourself. Not rely on the world's ways. But come to me, he says. It also means bearing a physical, heavy weight or load. You ever felt like the weight of the world was on your shoulders? That you were oppressed? That you couldn't lift it? That you couldn't get it off? Let me tell you, not having a job, not working for months, sometimes I feel the weight of the world on my shoulders thinking, God, why am I without work? Why is my wife working, providing for my family? But I don't have to worry because I know what His Word says. I know His promises. I go to Him and He gives me rest. He gives me peace. He gives me hope to go on. So I don't have to be weary. I don't have to be heavy laden, downcast, feel afflicted. or oppressed by the enemy. You know, that means encumbered, loaded to excess, or impeded by a heavy load. I'm sure we've all felt that before, but like I said, you may feel that way right now. But God is able. But to avoid having this wonderful promise become an empty cliche, let's dig a little deeper. Matthew 11:29 says, "Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls." What rest does Jesus promise? Notice this rest comes from taking His yoke and learning from Him. Not us, not the world's ways, but from Him. So it says, "Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls." So the yoke is a picture of learning from Jesus. But learning what? What Jesus is trying to teach us, what's Jesus trying to teach us that will bring us rest? Read what Jesus said right before His invitation to the weary. Let's look at Matthew 11:27. "All things have been delivered to me by my Father, and no one knows the Son except the Father, nor does anyone know the Father except the Son, and the one to whom the Son wills to reveal Him." You see, sin blinds us to the knowledge of God the Father. But in great mercy, through the cross and the Holy Spirit, Jesus reveals the Father to us. "Come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." What will we learn from Jesus? It's what He said in verse 27. He will reveal the Father to us. How can we be assured? Because in 1 John 4:13 says, "By this we know that we abide in Him, and He abide in us, because He has given us His Spirit." That's how we know. But how does this give us rest? Imagine carrying a 100-pound backpack, preparing to hike up from the bottom of the Grand Canyon. And you look up the dirt trails, and it's a steep mountain for miles. It's 120 degrees outside. You're trudging along, and you're looking down at your feet, and you're just watching the sweat drip from your brow into the dust. You become weary and heavy laden. It's hard to make that track. But imagine that you hear someone shouting, "Excuse me, hello, over here." And as you look up the dirt trails, you see a helicopter right in front of you with someone inviting you to hop in so they can fly you out. Changes everything, doesn't it? Your weariness disappears, you regain your strength, and you feel rest. That's what Jesus does for us when we come to Him. Jesus overcomes our weariness by showing us the Father. What do I mean by that? Turn with me to 2 Corinthians 9:8. 2 Corinthians 9:8 says, "And God is able to make all grace abound towards you, that you, always having all sufficiency in all things, that may have an abundance for every good work." We all become weary with so much going on and so much to do. However, here we're shown that the Father will give us the grace to do whatever He calls us to do. And He will give it to us in abundance, if we remember His promise and we ask. It's right here in His Word. It's not anything that we're trying to do or can do on our own strength. What's wearing you out, making you weary or heavy laden? We face some tough decisions in life, but Jesus shows us that the Father will give us all the wisdom we need for every decision we face. James 1:5 says, "If any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all liberally and without reproach, and it will be given to him." There's some things in our life that may hold us down. that weigh us down, that makes us feel like the weight of the world is on our shoulders. And we may have some decisions to make on which way we need to go. And we may not know or may not understand, but right there in James 1:5 it says, if you lack wisdom, ask of God and He will give you the wisdom without reproach. God's not going to mock you. He's not going to make fun of you. He's not going to thump you on the head and say, come on, you should already know. God will give you the wisdom that you need to guide and direct you to make the right decision and the right path and the way that each and every one of you need to go. And just before that, we read that He'll give us the strength and abundance to do it. Yeah. So why so downcast? We shouldn't be. Because we have His promises. And they're yes and amen. We all become exhausted by setbacks and hardships. But Jesus shows us the Father's all-satisfying presence. I want you to think about this. Ponder on this. Psalm 63:5 through 7 says, my soul shall be satisfied as with marrow and fatness, and my mouth shall praise you with joyful lips. When I remember you on my bed, I meditate on you in the night watches, because you have been my help. Therefore, in the shadow of your wings, I will rejoice. The Lord gives us what we need. He feeds us. He takes care of us. And we should have praise ready on our lips. I rejoice when we sing praise and worship songs. I am so blessed by the words that we sing, because God gives us what we need. And we can sing those words to Him as praises, because He is worthy, He is the King, and He's deserving of those songs that we sing. And when we rest our head on our pillow, we should be able to remember the things that Jesus has done for us to give Him praise as we lay our head down. And we should be able to rest in the shadow of His wings. If we're in Him, He's in us. And we can rest in the shadow of His wings. Remember, be full with the things that Jesus has spoken to you and the Word that He's given you. He's given you the Word that you can rejoice in when we lay our heads down. And remember where your help comes from.
Amen.
Remember, God has a wise and loving purpose for every setback that you face in your life. It doesn't take Him by surprise. God's not shocked by anything that happens to you. How do I know? Well, it's in His Word. And if you're in His Word, and you know His Word, then you'll know it too. Jeremiah 29:11 says, for I know the thoughts that I think towards you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope. So God desires a future and a hope for you. It does not matter what situation you're in, what you're going through, what you lack, what hardship you have, what struggle, the separation that you feel with God. God loves you and He desires, has thoughts of peace and not of evil towards you. And if you're thinking anything else, it's a lie from the pits of hell, because He desires a good future and hope for you. But how does Jesus do this? In Matthew 11, verse 27, said He reveals the Father to us. Do you know the Father? That word shows this involves a supernatural Holy Spirit heart-changing work for Him to reveal the Father to us. So how do we experience this? I want to share with you four ways I personally found to be extremely helpful to me. The first is that you come to Jesus just the way that you are.
Amen.
In your weariness, in your discouragement, in your separation, in your anxiety, whatever it is that you're dealing with, just come to Him the way that you are. He expects no different. He stands there like the father with the prodigal son, with arms wide open, saying, come to me. Come to me. And I will take you. I will give you rest. come to Him and trust that He will help you. Believe by faith. He's not a liar. He does not lie to each one of us, any of us. He is faithful and true. It's been proven. I stand here as a testimony to you tonight. The second is confess to Him that you're not seeing the Father's love, His promises, or His goodness in your life. All you're seeing are your problems. Confess it to Him. Because if you confess it to Him, God will commune with you. He will speak to you. He will speak to you in the depths of your heart and show you His love, His promises, and His goodness if you come to Him and confess where you are. Third, ask Jesus to reveal the Father to you. You have to ask. Ask Jesus to reveal the Father to you. To do a supernatural, Holy Spirit, heart-changing work within you. Ask Him to do it. To give you the strength. To gird you up. And fourth, pray specific prayers and pray specific verses that relate to you, that relate to your situation. Because anything that you're going through is in the Word of God, I guarantee you, and you can find the Word of God, it's true and it's faithful, and if you pray a specific prayer with a specific verse that is to your situation, God is faithful, He will answer it, He will deliver you, because He is just, and He is mighty, and He is able. Amen. We hinder Him. We hinder God. We hinder the work that He wants to do in us by ourselves, by not coming to Him, by not asking Him, by not confessing our own inabilities to Him. It's us. So often we are called to a work and we grow tired and we start to grumble and complain about the work that God's called us to do, and we just start trudging along and we're not doing it out of a servant's heart or a servant's heart of love. We start doing it out of obedience and we lose the focus. When God calls us to do it in His strength, and He says that He'll give us the strength abundantly to do it, and we lose track. Come back to Him and ask, God, if You've called me to do this, You've called me to walk through this situation, You want me to do this work, give me the strength. Your Word says, give me the strength. And stand back and watch Him work.
Amen.
Because He is able. Now you must keep praying those specific prayers by faith and asking Jesus for that heart-changing work in you until your faith arises and you can see and feel and trust all that the Father promises. And you will feel the rest coming upon you. You don't need to be worn out. You don't need to be tired. You don't need to be weary or heavy laden. You don't need to feel the weight of the world on your shoulders because Jesus Christ went to the cross for us and took that from us and rose again against all powers and principalities so that we could walk in the light, that we could walk in the strength, walk with the Holy Spirit to gird us up, to get through our circumstances and situations, not in our own strength because none of us are able. Newsflash.
Amen.
None of us can do it. Read God's Word and you can find God's promises for strength to endure when you're ready to quit. Philippians 4:13 says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. All things. Not some things. If God's called you to something, He says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. That's powerful. Think about that. Everything that I just said is backed up right there. We can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. And then you go a few verses later in Philippians 4:19, and my God shall supply all your need according to His riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God is so good to us. Rest. Rest in Jesus. Guaranteed rest in Jesus. It's true. We don't ever need to lack rest again. Because if we will come to Jesus and have Him reveal the Father to us, we will always find the rest that we need. He promises. And Pastor Mark,
if you guys don't mind, I would like to close with us singing "My Life Is in You," because our life is in the Lord,
and He is the one who gives us the strength.